Welcome to Improv for Humans. With guests Howard Kramer and Brett Morris.
It's the middle of summer! Back again up in this motherfucker. Oh no! Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. This is Matt Besser. Me, Maddie B, Brett Morris. Dragon Boys, wait! Howard Kramer in the house. Cutting it off fast. That's how I do it.
Oh, wow.
I don't have the slow nice fade. Humans, yeah, it is the summer song episode. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you. Great to be on. Good to see you.
Well, out of all due respect for you, how could I have a song of the summer episode without having... What's your official moniker?
Not the King Sultan.
Of Summer.
Sultan.
Sultan?
Yeah, Sultan of Summer. Yeah. Thank you.
So, go ahead.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing your interpretations, your picks, and find out what kind of summer you've been having and see what you're planning for the final stretch run here.
Oh, good. That's a good outline too, better than I had ready. But yeah, I did definitely want to go over the parameters. That's my main goal here, is to go over the parameters of what makes a song of the summer. Surely it's more than just what's number one on the Billboard charts.
Right, although, you know,
September 1.
There are lots of, you know, people do, everybody seems to have a song of summer or a lot of like media outlets and stuff. And some do define it as just what was the biggest song, the most sales or the most, just you heard it the most. But I don't think that's
the popular way to look at it. But and especially when we were kids, there were limited places to hear things. Everybody listened to the same radio station. You didn't really have a choice of what your song this summer was going to be. The DJ was going to be playing it, but now you can make your own playlist and so many different ways to stream. So you can kind of, in my opinion, miss what should have been the song of the summer.
For sure. Yes. Very fractionalized now.
Right. So, but that's a good point you're starting with is that, and I think we should start with is what is the mainstream setting up as the songs of the summer right now? I'm going to give us a little taste right now. I did a little research. It shouldn't have to be hard, really.
It should also like pop into your head because like, what's the song I've been hearing?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's probably some Harry Styles or something.
Right, Harry Styles is something I saw. This is About Damn Time. I love her, Lizzo, but I don't love this song, to be honest. It's not my song of summer. Here's another one.
It's upbeat, which is good for a song of summer, but...
Yeah, that's necessary, I think. Do you know what this is?
This the Beyonce song?
Yes, yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. Yeah, Break My Soul. This will probably end up being what people call the song of summer. In my opinion, one of these two songs. Here's another one.
I'll tell you, though, that sound, though.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's upbeat, yes, but it's like heartbreak and all that. It's like, you know what I mean? It's not like
happy.
It's not a fun summer song. It doesn't evoke summer in and of itself.
That's
it just got released during summer.
That's what I was hoping to hear from you, that kind of nuance, just because it's popular. Yeah. And I was listening to a lot of these songs, especially by the male rappers, I noticed. And I was like, these songs are bumming me out. Or I could maybe see having sex to these songs. I never do that because Danielle would never give me time to get up and go, hey, I think this might.
As soon as I did that, she'd go,
I'm no longer in the mood. I go, oh, fuck it.
And you go, what qualifies as a sex song? Let's agree on that.
Yeah, let's debate it. Let's podcast about it. And put a pin in the lovemaking.
Yeah, like this this song, Wait For You by Future. Have you been hearing this one? This has been on the top of the charts every week for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to... Go ahead, yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's an all-year song. That's nothing summer about that.
But it's very current for half a summer that's been on top of the charts, and it's not.
Yeah, that would bum me out. Someone was playing that on the beach.
Rap's in a period right now where nothing really sounds fun. These guys are all trying to go real hard right now. I had a hard time finding a rap song for my list for the songs that I brought in. There was one I found. It's just kind of mainstream. It's Jack Harlow.
The First Class?
That one. Or there's one called Dua Lipa that I think is a more fun one.
Go for it. Or do you have it queued?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I can play it for you.
I didn't know I was playing too.
Jack Harlow.
And after that, I'm going to play the other Jack Harlow
First
song.
First Class?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll do that while you're looking, Brad. Oh, go ahead. I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. I check the web, they are chewing me up. Fuck it. Fade away, I left that Luca knee up. Bucket. I heard from someone, you said you could be us. Nothing. You know my city like the new Korea.
There you go. It's fun.
Okay.
I mean, most
rap songs. What's your opinion
about
that?
Well, that's just a fun song. I mean, he's making references. It's just like, but like, I was just agreeing with you. Like, most of the other stuff out now, like Young Dirk and all that, it's like really, you know, it's just like, you know, Deadly Summer. Like, I'm going to roll by and shoot you. You know, it's like, it's not fun beach music kind of stuff.
I agree with that, but on the male rappers, I think the female rappers, there's some ones I like, but let's get to that in a second. Okay. I want to do a run of three songs here and get your opinion on it, starting with First Class. So I was playing this for my wife, and she was like, oh, well, this is a remix of some Fergie song.
Yeah, yes. Fergie.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So there's that. So I enjoy that song.
Was that during the foreplay, or was that in the what position was that in?
That's in the car. But here's two more songs, and they have a common theme here. So have you heard this Big Energy song?
Who's it by?
Mariah Carey Latto, is that how you say her name? Latto. Mm-hmm. And DJ. Okay, right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been hearing this one.
Yeah. Tom Tom Club.
Right. Okay, so Tom Tom Club. And here's, and check this one out. This is about Sophie Tucker, Summer in New York.
Well, she got Tom's Restaurant or
yeah, Tom's Diner with Suzanne Vega. So those are two, and then
those
he's
are
doing
those
the
are
Fergie
obvious.
Thing.
Those are two obvious. Even the Fergie one is slightly less obvious than those two. But
I think you're answering my question already. But let me just say the question: is that cheating?
I think so. Yeah. I by this point, the Tom Tom Club is cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, not all samples are cheating, but that's
unless you were like talking about that sample and saying something about, I would think so at this point. And then what was he?
That bums me out.
But I mean, even back in the day, as far back as like when Hammer took, you know, when he did You Can't Touch This, he took the whole phrase. You know what I mean? He didn't just take a little piece of it. He took da 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 da.
You're saying that's more respectable?
No,
somehow?
No. I'm saying that's cheating. I'm saying the cheating has been going on for as long as sampling's been going on.
Do you know my Vanilla Ice story?
No, I want to hear this.
I only just thought of this yesterday because of listening to these samples.
He wanted to learn improv like Kanye?
No, he wanted no part of me is the end of the story. But do you remember that phase he went through where he dropped Vanilla and then he had like a hardcore band?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember him dropping the Vanilla, but I remember him having
I think
like
he just went by.
He tried to do like what Ice-T did,
but or did he change his name, or did he go by his real name,
Van Winkle?
I forget what it was, but he definitely had this hardcore, and it was definitely this night of him changing his brand. And he did the album drop was at CBGB. So we had these characters, Matt Walsh and I, called the Tate Brothers. And they were these fictional French celebrities that had blonde dreadlocks and wore no shirts and wore matador vests and
sounds like the like Island
heavy
Boys.
Metal tights and platform shoes.
Yeah.
And we spoke in horrible European accents. And we went around town just crashing all the club lines, going right up to the front of the line and say, let us in, we're the Tete brothers. And we had a whole crew with us and cameras and shit as if it was a big deal. Uh-huh. And some lines were not having us, and some places we got in. And then we just, I don't know if we knew it was happening or we just stumbled into it, but it was fucking Vanilla Ice dropping this album. We just got into CBGB's.
Oh my God.
And we demanded to get backstage to talk to him before he went on. We're like, do you know who we are? Let us back in there with Vanilla Ice and our wheeler. And they just did. I think it was the film crew that got us there, but we got all the way back there to Whoa. With his fucking hard ass crew back in the green room, and him just not knowing us. Not having it, not amused.
Right, he's going for credibility. He's at CBGB's, you know.
Oh, yeah, and he's about to go on stage, too. And we're in his face going, hello, Vanilla. Oh, yeah, I did know he was going on because I had a Vanilla Ice doll with me.
Mm.
And he was all about changing his image. I had his cheesy, like, pink... bright pink costumed Vanilla Ice doll with the high blonde hair. And I'm like, Vanilla, will you autograph my Vanilla Ice doll? He was so pissed. And they said, get the fuck out of here. And we got the fuck out of there. And then somehow we found out about his after party and then did the same thing and got up to the VIP part of his after party. And then they were threatening us. Like, we're going to kick your guy's ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
No bullshit.
Stay
that
away from us.
That did not air because he didn't sign off on that.
But you have some, you still have that footage?
Somewhere.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. Vesser and Vanilla Ice at CBGB's confrontation.
Oh, I wish I could remember that. But I do feel there is some good. Check this out. Have you heard this? I don't know how to say her name.
No, that's cool.
EIKELI 47. Like Kelly.
Oh, she's the one who did all the dirty stuff.
Who boy, who boy, who boy, who boy, who boy, who you looking at like that? Who boy, who you looking at like that?
This must be someone different.
This reminds me of the Azalea Banks stuff I used to like. 212 is a song of the summer for me. I like the production on this whole album. This is called LL Cool J. What do you think she's saying? Not on this, but the first line.
It's gonna be what it's gonna be. You see a young LL Cool J. That means ladies love cool jewelry.
Ladies love what? Cool what?
Jerk.
Jerk.
That's what I thought at first. I was like, oh, I love this song because I'm a jerk and ladies love cool jerks. Yeah. And then I looked it up and that is not what she's saying.
I thought she meant cool jerk.
Yeah, cool jerk.
Cool jerk. They just love that song.
Mm-mm.
What did she mean?
Jewelry.
Oh, cool jerk.
Oh.
Cool jerk. Like that? Cool jerk.
Man, at first, and then I thought she's saying, I love, ladies love cool Jews. That's even better. I'm like a jerky Jew.
Hey, speaking of which.
This is for me.
R.I.P.
This is my
James,
song of the summer.
R.I.P. James Caan, one of the cooler ones.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Up there.
R.I.P. James Caan. First, I thought you were saying a rapper's name.
R.I.P. James Caan.
That's a pretty cool rapper's name.
Great
R.I.P.
name to
James
have
Caan.
This week when everyone's searching it.
Have you heard this one by Cardi B?
Yes.
I like how she gets right to it. This is hot
Me too.
Shit.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
hot is the hot shit. Jimmy snuck her off the top rope, super fly shit. I get in the tub with
she says the title of the song first. I like that.
Yeah. Jimmy snuck
her. Say, this, in my opinion, let's get back to the parameters of a summer song.
That's a good one.
It gets the party going. I feel great like point. You should be able to yell at the top of the song. You know.
Good point.
Let's get this party started. Right? It has to be getting into it. Here's one. That
hey, what are some of the summer events you're DJing this summer, Matt?
The 10 and a Girls Pool Party. Right. Pulling out booty by Saucy Santana. Welcome to Coach Matt's Pool Party. Featuring Lotto.
So you can't sample that either. That's yeah, that feels like cheating.
Too. I agree with that too.
But I like this part. It's a good chorus. How do you write that? Do you guys know No Effort by Princess?
If I need y'all to know, it's no competition, bitch. You could never, bitch. You see me? And you see you?
Is that from a
oh my God.
I don't know. Do you know the song?
No, but I like this.
It's called No Effort.
Look at me, so clean, no effort. Ponytail, ripped jeans, no effort.
But is this happy enough?
No effort. Insane.
Happy enough.
It works. I mean,
I think it works like it feeling cool as you're driving.
Yeah, it works.
Which I think is part of summer.
The other one's probably more summer.
Is this, do you know FNF Let's Go by Hit Kid and Glorilla? This also might be my video of the summer.
What's it called?
FNF Let's Go. I don't have to say the full word.
I like this one. Sounds good.
The video's great. It's they're just ladies having good time in a parking lot twerking. Now I'm going to take a left turn with a K-pop.
Hey, what was this run of three you were talking? Because you heard about eight songs.
It was
songs
the ones with all the stealing samples.
Oh, okay, that's true.
We covered that. And this is my response to there isn't good rap. I say the ladies have good rap out there.
Okay.
All right, Brett, what about you? What are you going to bring to the table? Is rock and roll something of the past for a song of the summer? Is that even possible even anymore?
No, I think that there's a few bands like bringing it back, like in a good way. And right. one of them I would say is Viagra Boys.
Oh, go ahead.
This song is called Troglodyte, but I could have picked a number of them off this new album. And they always hit it for me.
What a summer theme.
Can you play Ain't No Thief?
Hey, I have a response to this one.
Go ahead. Look,
I think that's one of the best songs of the entire year, but that is not a summer song.
It's too angry?
It's about, yeah, it was like right as what's, I mean, it's so topical. It's so about,
what about the,
going to shoot up work.
Ain't No Thief is better.
I don't know how you forget that.
Ain't No Thief was my first pick, but then I see the thing for me that I run into is that I don't pay so much attention to lyrics. Like some people,
I was going to say that. I go, that's a lead guitarist's pick.
Only people like I'm always stunned when people like immediately hear what they're saying and process it and everything. And I just like I let a sound wash over me.
I'm with you.
He lives for the licks, baby. He lives for
I
the
had
licks.
Ain't No Thief on
mine. I mean,
for
mine. The feel. I mean, that kind of band even is like.
Yeah, it's a good feel. It's when he's talking it? About shooting, like,
this
right
is
as.
Ain't No Thief.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one about his jacket?
Well, the jacket looks like.
About his grandma's jacket?
Yeah, someone
this one's good.
Yeah. But go back to what a point Howard's making, even if you don't hear the lyrics.
But I mean, Howard,
is this too angry, the sound of it?
Half the songs that he just agreed with you were rap songs with completely bleak, like, obscenities, profanities, like...
Profanities, you know, okay, but I mean, specifically talking about, like, shooting up work. That's not even, like, the... even drive-bys, even a drive-by...
You're not supposed to work in summer.
Amen.
You're not supposed to work.
I mean, listen, the song Pumped Up Kicks, that's about shooting, but it sounds some... And unless someone explained to you that was about a shooting, you wouldn't really know. This one is just like, he's taking his gun to work and he's going to take out everybody. I mean, it's hard to avoid.
I don't endorse that. I don't want to be, because that's not even why I picked it. Like,
you like the energy of it. And even like that last song, Ain't No Thief, is like the specific story. It's not about having a good time in the summer, but still it has like, it's upbeat and fun. Now, here's a song that's, it's South Korean, so you don't know any of the lyrics. This is J-Hope from BTS.
He's my seventh favorite in that group.
Oh, no. How many are there? Six? You don't like this guy?
I don't know. I don't know BTS very well.
I'm going to needle drop it. It's kind of the same the whole way. But it's called More, and I was grooving to it, and I was like, I don't know what he wants more of. He might want more school shootings, too.
True.
And I'm dancing more, to that.
More is a good, it's a good mantra for summer. Like, give me more summer.
Yeah. Give me more lemonade. More hot dogs on the boardwalk.
How about this one? I just discovered this is maybe a different. I think Howard's not going to like it, but Besser, I think you will like it.
Okay.
It's just about if it's summer or not. I'm not going like, don't like. I'm just going, are these good songs or summer?
Balls and strikes. You're just calling balls and strikes. But this is, again, like, to me, the other side of a summer song for me is maybe like laying in a hammock, breezy vibes, not necessarily rocking a party.
Okay, I'll hear this.
Wait, you can't groan. You're the acoustic singer-songwriter guy.
I'm about to say, before you play it,
yeah.
If you go to mattbester.com, my music blog on there, and you see all the albums that I'm saying I'm listening to in full, and I'm setting up to be the album of the year, we're talking Kate Purdy, Caitlin Butts, 49 Winchester, Zach, what's this?
Et cetera.
I'm gonna grab a drink.
American Aquarium, they're all Americana, but they're not, they don't have the vibe to me of cranking it on a jam box on the beach. But go ahead and play what you're gonna play in your hammock.
I think one
can
element.
Can I interject that I was traumatized in a hammock, so I may not like this one as much.
Oh, wait, well, we got to hear that song after. But I just mean, I also think just whatever comes at summer, like whatever is released around this time and you like, becomes a bit of a summer song.
Let's hear it.
This is Paolo Nutini.
Always all me her hand. He's not hear her coming. Through the echoes, through the echoes.
Why it's called Through the Echoes.
Through the echoes.
I like this.
Straight to me.
Yeah, I like it. Definitely a good summer hammock song.
Thank you.
It's a good hammock song.
But I put hammock in there. And I think there's also there's also sunset songs, which is a big part of summer.
Sunset song.
There you go.
And it's important. Yeah, you don't want to be playing any of these songs I've played so far at sunset.
Hey,
right. Maybe that
hey,
one.
I really
said sunset
that.
Instead of hammock.
But I really like that as kind of a subcategory. Yeah. Like that's I like that, the sunset song, because it's still summer, even if it isn't completely summer of of itself.
I'm gonna try one as a subset sunset song. Hold on.
Subset sunset.
Hey guys, it's sunset. Turn down turn down the hip hop. It's not time for dancing. We gotta watch the sun.
Let's do it.
This is at the same pool party.
This is a subset sunset snuggle.
Guys, I know I said let's get the party started around 3 hours ago.
Listen,
the
you can get carried away with this. Like, no, that's Joni. That's like Joan Baez.
That was not too much?
I think so. Because it's like, that was fighting the sun.
This is Saturn ice pick.
This category's already jumped the shark.
It's
let me bring it back to something.
This okay, is, go ahead, bro.
I know Howard liked before. This is Ophelia Pockets.
You better not. Oh.
Just wait for the vocals. It's really good.
Going to feel my pockets.
It's like a hand job song? Feel your pockets?
Sunset hand job.
Rub one out.
Yeah, I take that hot beach house, hazy bomb comes out. I like that.
I don't know. It's all right.
I could see.
I think a lot of music
sprawling.
Is too wispy.
That's an August song. I'm with you on that. Say what you're gonna say, right? Make a statement.
Yeah, I don't know. That was okay. I'll give you the hand.
You know, that reminded me of the Staves, who we had on Improv for Humans, and just blew my mind.
Don't stave off summer. Yeah. Don't stave off summer. That could be a 23 slogan.
So go ahead, Howard. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I can stick with some of those themes there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go female.
Let's get the party going.
Should we go female vocal just to keep up
just
with that?
Just whatever you want.
Sure.
All right,
however
would say.
However you want to steer this.
All right, this is Wet Leg.
Oh, yeah.
With the song Wet Dream.
This was on my list. I think, to me, this maybe is the song of summer for a lot of people.
Wow. All right, look at that.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are connecting with this. I think there's a popularity element.
This is like
a nice kind of 80s new wave guitar going.
This is a trip to the beach waiting to happen. This is summer. Summer secret. Something's afoot.
For sure.
A lot of fun. There's a lot of eras in this song. Got Lake Tigray.
Yes. If they go, hey, summer 22, what was that all about? This song would be in the soundtrack.
Yeah, this is a good one.
And touching yourself.
Sexual summer.
Yeah, this is
what was the song this summer about touching yourself?
He was just about to say Buffalo 66 on DVD. DVD reference. I am the Ed Ricketts of Picture Disc. So that helps as well.
Did you know that, Besser?
I know that movie. What's the reference?
I don't know. I'm the Ed Ricketts of Picture Disc. I'm cataloging Picture Disc. Do you know about the Sea of Cortez, Steinbeck, and Ricketts? They went down and started cataloging like the sea life and stuff in the 1940s. All right. I went too far.
I think
off
you
the
got it back. You're going in the deep end of what
yeah,
we're talking
I thought
about.
Wow, he seemed like the type of guy who would know about that. So that's why I went so fast like that. But basically, the story's already too long. I shouldn't get into it. But anyway, I'm finding out which DVDs are picture disc, which stars have the most picture disc, and all that kind of thing.
He's collecting DVDs, massive amounts of DVDs.
I'm hoarding. I have 10,000 DVDs now.
All right. I might have some for you.
Oh, I'd love that.
I don't have
any
picture disc. I have picture disc vinyl. But no, I don't even know what a picture disc DVD would.
It's not on your radar. You've never contemplated it. But two-fifths of all picture disc are two-fifths of all DVD are picture disc.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that so uncommon?
It's two-fifths.
Two-fifths.
100%. I have this knowledge and no one else in America. I've been podcasting about it for over a year. Nothing's bouncing back. We're at early days right now. This is Wozniak and Jobs in the garage up in Palo Alto. Super early days, but 10,000. If you were to add to the collection, you'd be, I mean, this, it is not yet known what discs are picture disc.
So okay, I'm gonna steer this into a topic we grazed by earlier, but my, like Brett was saying, whatever, a song gets released in the summer, you associate it with good times in the summer, sometimes even mm-hmm. specific good times.
I know what,
like, you went on a rafting trip and you took this cassette of the Talking Heads with you. And so it's not even a great album. You had to play it over and over again during a special time like
right,
that.
Right. Got so associated with summer.
So I'm going to pitch mine first. So everyone think of what yours is. I'm going to try to look mine up real quick.
I'm coming up with another one now. Okay.
So mine would be, I think it was 1981.
Oh, this is going to be Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker, Pat Benatar.
So I think I was around 15 years old and on vacation met this girl where we ended up making out.
Where was it?
At least three times.
You weren't in, where was this?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. I don't know her.
The Bishop's Lodge. It was like this dude ranch.
A dude ranch?
Yeah, the families go to, and you ride horses on trails and stuff.
I thought you meant you went down there looking for dudes, but then you met this one. Met a girl at a dude ranch. That's a summer right there.
Yeah, I was gay up until I was 15 and met this girl in a dude ranch.
She converted you.
She was a waitress there. No, we were all teenagers at a resort, I guess you'd call it, for a week. See. And we made out, and this song was my song. Can you name it?
Yes, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, yeah, it's John Fogerty.
No.
Oh, you just said John Fogerty. Give me two more seconds. I'll name that song in 2 seconds.
Do you know it,
Brett? Or the band? I absolutely know that intro.
Give me 2 more seconds.
I'm going to give you some clues that have nothing to do with the song, but the album it's on. I would say another song in this album.
I'll know it if you tell
me. Was the song of the summer officially?
Just give me 2 more seconds.
This album.
Oh, Rolling Stones. I already got it. Rolling Stones.
Yes.
And the song is "She's My Little Rock and Roll."
Yes,
yes. Nice.
Kaboom.
Maddie B making out by the fire.
Nice one to a Keith Richards one too.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's rare, baby. Nice job.
Hey, right. So
was that your first tongue, Matt? First time you got some.
Probably,
tonsil hockey.
First time I kissed a girl was in a spin the bottle and literally in the bushes, and intentionally or not, I got whacked with a branch in the bushes.
Whoa.
By a person?
We were so awkwardly making out in a bush.
Wow.
Like not behind a bush.
I tell you, the first time I ever kissed a girl, I also made out with her like stepsister at the same time.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sure not getting this confused with something online.
Stepsister. How old are you?
That was me. You saw a clip of me. This was like 15, and then I went into a massive dry spell after that and probably like didn't kiss a girl for like another 3 years.
Wow.
Got it all out at once.
Did you always think it had to be two?
Yeah, it's like,
and you're always turning girls down? No, I need your sister.
Exactly. Where's the other set of lips? Eat it. Hit the bricks. Daddy's full right now. Yeah, it got crazy.
Did you lie to your friends like for a while before that? Like, yeah, I've kissed someone. Like when you really hadn't.
No. No, we all knew each other too good. Okay. It'd be just like they would know. Like,
yeah, I just remember like in my friend group, even though we did know each other too well and we all knew each other's lies, like you'd still bullshit.
I'd make it out. Yeah. We told bigger lies. It was like, I know like, Van Halen. Like
deep state
like,
stuff, like conspiracies.
Yeah, more like that. Like, you know,
how old
Billy
are you?
Joel's my uncle.
How old are you in the eighth grade?
Yeah.
You're probably 14.
I specifically remember being in the eighth grade on the basketball team and this kid who's in the ninth grade in the locker room yelling at me like roasting me, but in the most hilarious way. He was like, white boys eat pussy and pussy is nasty. It tastes like peanut butter.
What? Wait, there's so many problems with that.
Oh,
statement.
I know. So many things coming at me. Like first at this all, point, I've barely kissed any girls, if at all.
And you like peanut butter.
And that's as far as I've gone, or even I've imagined touching, going to second base. This guy's throwing at me a term I may not have even heard, but he was repeating it over and over again and mocking me for how much I love to eat pussy. And why that was so wrong and hilariously
was
wrong. Because
it was
tastes
it DJ
like
Khaled?
Peanut butter.
Was it young yeah, DJ it was Khaled? Khaled.
And I think I probably was going, no, I don't.
Yeah, of course.
I don't do that. Who told you that?
Yeah.
But to get it back on topic, I don't know what song was playing. But what about you guys? What memories are you associating? Do you, Brett, you brought up the topic. What it doesn't have to be making out, but that fun summer that one song was playing. A whip it good.
You know what's
what was it? Rock Lobster.
I have an answer for that. It's not. It's more mainstream. It's not. It doesn't really go back that far.
Oh,
but it's like one time in Manhattan Beach, I went there and they had this like this volleyball tournament where everybody dresses up in costumes. And it was just this moment where I was like, this is one of the most quintessential summer things I'd ever seen. And then that Black Eyed Peas song came out. I got a feeling tonight's gonna be. And it was like just perfect for the moment. Like not a song I would super go for otherwise. But whenever I hear that, it takes me back to that moment.
Yeah, I think when a summer song becomes official is when it carries over to the wedding reception.
There you go.
Wedding reception song.
Yeah, when they yell Mazel Tov, it's probably played at a lot of bar mitzvahs as well.
There are certain songs like that. That one specifically, there's like To the Windows, To the Walls.
There you go.
So sweat. Whereas like I just remember not necessarily liking it at the time, but just being completely inundated with that song.
You're right.
When I would be going out to clubs more and stuff like that and trying to.
I did love that song.
I do like that.
Still love it.
It was a song where you're like, this is a new sound. And maybe that sound was. Yeah, a little old in that area of the country, but to the world, I think it was like.
I think Lil Jon produced that.
What was that called?
Crunk.
That was the beginning of Crunk to the World. Or before
I liked Crunk.
Yeah, that was like pretty much Crunk. I mean, Crunk was around before that, but like those were the big hit. Like Lil Jon produced those, like just those.
Remember called the Yin Yang Twins or something?
Yeah, Yin Yang Twins. Yeah. And then there was that Usher song.
Oh, yeah, that one drove me crazy too.
What's that?
That one drove me crazy. Just
I know, but
those
it was just
notes. So it's like
it
the
was
jazz.
That production, though. Yeah.
So. Yeah, these days I think of dancing. I always picture like the responsibility of the guy who's bringing the really big jam box down to the beach. That's a lot of batteries.
Right.
And he knows he has to entertain at least 20, 30 blankets.
Right. So you got to bring the JVC Kaboom. Google that, everybody. The coolest so boombox of the era.
He's going to either be Kaboom. The asshole that's alienating everyone with his music, or he's going to have to put on a playlist that he thinks is going to appeal to everyone, right?
Right.
So I think a lot of those songs should hold up. And so I haven't put any rock and roll on here and gotten into my Americana, but I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
Okay, this is the Vandaliers.
Took for granted.
Can you go up, turn the music up a little?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Now, just without going any further, you heard those lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Let's just do it again. Just
barely.
I took for granted every Saturday night with my rowdy friends and the love of my life. We should have danced till they turned out the lights.
He's saying, man, you guys got to party now. Yes. Don't take for granted like I did. Like, we went home at 10 p.m. sometimes where we could have fucking closed the place out.
There you go.
Let's put on some good songs. Let's control the jukebox. These assholes playing these shitty songs, we got to put the quarters in. Woo! What do you mean I can't dance on the bar? This is my Saturday night. Woo! Rock and roll is still alive. Guitars work.
Matt, you were heavily influenced by Footloose, huh?
Dude, that is so wrong if you're saying it's a Footloose song. I did have that soundtrack. That was a good soundtrack.
No, I just mean about saying, this is our town. We're going to dance the way we want to.
Right. Yeah.
No, sure. I liked the song. It had a raw energy to it. Bar band type of song.
Yeah. Hey, Every Saturday night.
I got a song like that. It's a little bit lower key, but it's a great drinking bar song by a guy who's only got like 100 hits on YouTube. Can I give you this
one? You're about to play this?
Yeah.
Go.
Ben Chapman with Kentucky Deluxe. Start about a minute in. It's a great drinking song. This guy needs more exposure.
I'm gonna need to double down on whiskey. So I can cluster up.
That's good. I'll be honest. He should open up for the band I just suggested.
Oh, my God. Matt, I want to bet you real money right now.
He should open up for the band I just
I'll bet you real money. I'll bet you intellectual property. 20 years from now, that song I just played is recognized as a classic. Yours is maybe, it's got three more hits than it does today.
I will guarantee you that the guy you just suggested would agree with what I just said.
Oh my God.
And he's the guy that I just suggested, with all due respect, he is a fan of the Vandaliers and would love to open up for them.
I really like these nuanced wagers.
Like my really guy had specific. A whole band plan with
to prove.
Your guy's band didn't even show up till halfway into the song. I thought he was up there by himself busking on the sidewalk.
What the fuck? They were in a hammock with Brett being breezy, but then they stepped out and started the party.
Sweet. I never seen you get so Arkansas.
But Caitlin Butts, if we're doing country.
Woo!
Turn that down a little bit. Caitlin Butts was She's Using. I wasn't going to play this, but fuck it.
I still remember the day she left.
Downer.
She was 18.
Underage.
Sunset.
Come on, Matt.
Underage?
Taking shots.
She was 18 the day she left, so she was 17 the day before. So.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. Mama said
it's like losing a child without the flowers or the Caitlin Butts, check out her whole album, folks. All right, but we got off track. We're doing songs of the summer. Now, you have to be able to dance to them. Oh, you guys were on Wet Leg, and I kind of agreed with you guys.
Yeah, that's
I'm,
that,
I'm not
that's
here just to argue. I'm not here to argue, but I sent you guys, both of you, 2 weeks ago, a text.
You did?
With this song I'm about to play, and I said, have you heard this? And it's very Wet Leg.
Okay.
So at least keep an open mind.
Who do you got?
Before you say, I should manage them or something like that.
Not signing them to his label.
This is Haiku Hands. These ladies are from Down Under, I believe. I'm gonna eat my cake.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I like this one.
Haiku Hands.
Courtney Love said that first.
Hey, when you say Down Under, do you mean they live in your basement? You're gonna sign up to your label?
Yeah, well, I managed them for the first 3 months. I said they could live in my basement.
I like this. I like it.
I'm gonna get to
it. It reminds
me
of ice cream and cake and cake. Ice cream and cake.
It's not about you. I like this.
Oh.
It's not about you. Shut up. It's not about me either. I wanted to play this for my basketball team I coached, but I think I'd get kicked out.
Is this. They don't wanna. Are they resisting the triangle, Matt?
What's that?
Are they resisting the triangle? You're trying to teach them the triangle?
Yeah. And I always say pump fake first. How hard is it to pump
they
fake?
They don't want
to
pump and fake?
And you don't pump fake the direction you're going to pass it, Howard.
No, the other way. I'm not even.
And when I squirt him with a bottle.
That. I never played competitive basketball ever. But I why wouldn't you pump fake? Give yourself a chance.
Yeah, and these girls are 8 to 10 years old. They're smart enough to understand that. When I squirt them with a bottle, their parents are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's just a little apple juice.
Put some apple cider vinegar in there. Make it linger on them. Stench.
So that's my Haiku Hands. That's a remix, though. So I don't know if that counts.
I like it. I think it's upbeat. It would definitely get a party going.
Definitely. So any other nominations?
I've got one.
Go ahead.
This is one that you may be a little bit familiar with. I'm still not sure that we've connected with you on this pick, but this is the Nuge. This is Ted Nugent.
Okay, I'm glad you're playing this.
And the song is American Campfire. And I don't know why you just wouldn't randomly have this on your playlist for the summer.
Okay.
This is just amazing.
Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire. Go ahead and fan the flames. We'll gather round cheering, the party is on. Family and friends are here.
So, is there a metaphor here, or he just loves campfires?
There may be, because he's saying fan the flames. So maybe he's saying get out there, agitate, show up downtown with your gun. But
I think it's.
But what makes it an American campfire?
Exactly.
I think it's purely literal.
If you've ever been overseas, if you've been to Europe and you've been to their fires over there, it's missing a little something.
I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
But what if you're, I was about to say in Canada, but that's a North American.
Yeah, they may be close, Matt. It's related, but
very similar.
There's a reason we created a border up there. It's just, it's not exactly up to snuff.
Yes, the campfire-based borders.
But I give it up to the Nuge for pointing that out, because no one's ever done that before.
There's an interesting lyric there where he's saying, you know, pull up a stump, you know, like grab a seat. But then he says, I'll buy you a beer.
Right.
And I was like, where is he buying beer? Right by the campfire.
Yeah, and he said the whole family's there. He's buying kids beer. What's he doing? And he doesn't drink beer. He doesn't condone
drinking. He could have easily said, I'll give you a beer.
Right, exactly. I'll toss you a beer. It's very strange.
He's like, always monetizing his audience. I mean, this guy's constantly selling.
And I'm playing this off YouTube and I'm seeing the video for the first time and it's pretty amazing. But it's showing clips of almost like a reenactment, like a Revolutionary War reenactors and stuff, like by a
historical American campfires.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, I don't know why you front on that idea so much.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll break this down. First, I'll take Ted Nugent, the politician, out of this for a second.
Yeah.
Just approach this on a purely musical level, the same way I would Morrissey or John Lydon.
But not the Frivellas or whoever you threw out, whatever that was. Well, go ahead.
The Vandalers. First off, the song structure is just so simple. Stupid. In the most embarrassing way. Like, what the fuck?
You don't want an anthem?
He repeats the same chorus instead of like, tell me the different reasons that you like an American campfire. I love campfires. You throw the pine cones in and hear them crackle.
From a fish fan, he wants literal stuff. Why is that song called David Bowie
structure.
By Fish?
Structure.
What does that got to do with David Bowie? Nothing.
Fish is about we're listening to the fucking instruments. I'm not listening to their goddamn lyrics. There was nothing. If he was doing some amazing
Fish
guitar
unplugged,
solos,
that's
which he was not, then maybe he can just say American Campfire over and over again. But he didn't earn that.
All right. Well,
and I love campfires.
You talked me out of it. It's not good anymore. I like that he's giving an anthem to something that's unheralded. So many people talk about love, lost love, new love, all this stuff.
Right.
People have been leaving out the campfire. I'm sorry, the music isn't up to snuff. It's not up there with Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang, or Cat Scratch Fever. But the man's older. He doesn't have as many licks in him. He's worried about...
Let's talk about the positive
politics.
Side, that he is still cranking out albums at all.
It's insane.
That he has become this hilarious heel for the Republican Party in the way that's kind of fun. Like, if they weren't so dangerous, like the way Donald Trump used to be fun before he was president. Like, we didn't mind him when he was just this stupid... billionaire talk show host.
Yeah, it's like cartoon character.
Yeah.
And Ted Nugent's kind of hilarious that way. Like, he's kind of harmless, I guess, right now. Like, no one's listening to his songs and changing their mind.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, who's he converting?
I think this song would have its appeal even if it wasn't Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because it stands. I mean, I wouldn't even guess it was Ted Nugent if I heard it. For the first
time. It seems
time.
Like a band like who, what's that store with Come the big on. Fish tank in it? Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, Bass Pro
Like if Shop. Bass Pro Shops was a band, that would be their lead single.
Yes, I agree. It sounds like an ad for Bass Pro Shops.
That
there used to be
funny.
That Kenny Rogers song that was then put on an ad, and I couldn't listen to it after that. Something's burning. Do.
Oh,
do you guys remember that song?
Oh God, it sounds familiar.
I don't think so.
Something's burning. It wasn't for his restaurant, was it?
I think it was for bacon.
Oh.
Are you looking?
This is Something's Burning.
Yeah.
I'm chasing.
This is for bacon?
Let's hear the chorus.
Your smile is sweeter than the
moon. That's not it.
Oh, here.
Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. Feel it.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Here it goes.
There you go.
I love that.
Oh my God, thank you.
And I think it's
wow. Oh,
I think it went like something's burning, and then on the commercial it goes to bacon, and I think it's breaking.
Wow.
That's the first time I've heard that song.
I know. I'm wondering if that song was only in the South, that commercial.
I mean, yeah. Oh, you've never heard that song?
No, that's incredible. I love that.
I don't know that.
Something's burning. Burning. Da, 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 da.
That also sounds
maybe
like
this will
period,
be the song of summer.
You know, checking maybe in to see what condition my condition was in. You know, his early band, what was it called? You know, when he was like kind of psychedelic.
Right.
That sounded like it was that same period.
The new Christian.
The first edition.
First edition.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
That is
that
great.
Was their song?
Yeah, that was them. Check, it's in
I forgot
you
that.
Know
would it be possible for a song like The Gambler to be a hit song today?
Yes.
Not necessarily country, but a song that just told a fucking
yes. Wyclef,
story.
Wyclef used it. Wyclef has a version of The Gambler.
I mean, that's 20 years ago though.
Yeah. Why not?
He just covered it.
Yeah, he's like
that doesn't count.
He uses pieces of it and sings parts of it and changes parts.
But a story song can never be the song of the summer, which is what we're talking
about
here.
Wait a minute.
Here.
How about
go ahead.
Copacabana?
Oh.
That was a story song.
You're right.
I
which
think
song?
Copacabana by Barry Manilow. It told the whole story about this love affair. And then in a way, I mean, it's a hard to follow story, but Bohemian Rhapsody was a big song in the summer. And that's a story song. The Night Chicago Died.
Wow, story, you consider huh? that a story song?
What's the story?
Well, the mama just killed the man. Then he's like running. Like, it's hard to follow. But to me, it's
opera,
like it's an opera. It's an operetta. Which usually tells a story. But I was going to say, The Night Chicago Died. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
That was a summer song. That's a song I associate with summer. And that was a story song.
The Night Chicago Died.
Yeah, so
who's that by?
It was Paper Lace. And it was about Al Capone, right? Or is that one about the fire?
One hit wonder.
Yeah. Anyway, those are great songs.
Okay, listeners, so we're nearing the end, and you need to tweet at us, Instagram at us, your song of the summer that you feel we did not cover. But I'm not ending the show. I wanted to play this this is not a song of the summer, but have you heard this Miranda Lambert, City Queen? This cracks me up. I wanted to get your thoughts on this part of the song.
Turn it up.
Makes a damn good look like Dolly. Dolly. Working 9 to 5. Around about 10:30. All the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
B-52s.
Yeah, B-52s. I forgot about to play this song. Who's charted? Everybody
just rolling out. It is the B-52s. Those are the ladies harmonizing. Music City Queen.
That is one of the funniest dynamics B-52s introduced into music. Like that guy just commenting.
Yelling stuff.
Before Flavor Flav.
But it was.
Yeah, before.
Flavor Flav was the Fred Schneider of
hip-hop. Hey, but what a great dynamic. I mean, it's almost like a, you know, like Buffalo Girls. Do Buffalo Girls go around the outside? I mean, he sounds like a guy doing a square dance. Like it fits really well into country, the Fred Schneider thing.
I fucking love it. I love him. I want to play you a sample from First Class again that relates to this. This is back to this song. It's around... Okay, coming up here.
I can put you in. I've warmed up to this song.
Are you ready? Are you ready? That part. Yes, are you ready?
Are Schneider you
again.
Ready?
I've pitched me being that guy. I tell my daughter that every time I hear like that part of a song, I'm like, yeah, right now my agent's trying to get me in on the Jack Harlow tour being the Are You Ready guy. Mm-hmm. And she's good at doing the bit. She's like, you'll tour with him just doing that? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'll leave you guys in a sec to go out there and, are you ready? I'm like, I can fucking nail the Are You Ready. And people, I think the guy gets like lowered in a cage.
Whoa.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Tommy Lee.
The spotlight gets on him. Fucking brings the megaphone up to his mouth. Are you ready?
Wouldn't there be a lot of rehearsing all day? I mean, that sounds like...
The timing of that?
Yeah, you'd have to... It'd take 12, 14 hours a day to really be able to deliver that well.
Do you know this song? Bang by AJR. This is like a year old. This is last year's song of the summer. But they have a... I gotta find the...
I didn't hear that last summer.
Amazing piano player.
Okay, did you hear that part? Again.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's hear that again.
You know what?
Okay, we'll do the chorus.
Is that Elton John playing piano? But I'm thinking it's time
to go. Same thing.
Matt,
same
you know where
guy.
You could...
Here we go.
You know where you could get a ton of work, Matt? At
go
those
ahead,
cheerleader
please.
Competitions where they make those mega mixes. Like, you could be in almost every one of those where they throw the girls up in the air and they're all hyperactive. They're on the ESPN 5 sometimes.
Five. Right. I don't understand what part of that I am, though.
Okay, because they always cut together these mixes with like 75 right. different songs. And so it's always like, 1, 2, 3, here we go. And then the girls fly up in the air and then like they'll start playing like Nirvana at 160 beats per minute. Like, that's a whole. Did we do a preem stream on those to start?
I don't think so.
We did an early one, maybe, I think, where we played a lot of those cheer mixes. No?
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
I once DJed a party at the UCB way back in the day, like in the 90s. And we were all on ecstasy. It was like everyone in the place was on ecstasy. It's like 200 people were on X, and the DJ Matty B, DJ Flip Fingers, was I got impatient with the song after 45 seconds.
And listen to this one. And listen to this one.
And I do think everyone was into the choices I was making, but I was just moving.
Changing too fast.
Yeah, that's great. Then on to the next one. AC/DC. Oh, we're moving on. Oh, I do like this song. And, Rock Lobster.
And no beat matching whatsoever.
Oh, not at all. Beat matching. Who needs beat matching when you have ecstasy? So final votes, Human, unless you have another nominee.
Here's one little curveball I think maybe could get to a different dimension of summers. It's just a very interesting song I just heard. This is Yard Act with Elton John, and it's called 100% Endurance, and it's almost like a self-help song or something. Like, you're just hearing, speaking of story songs, you're hearing this guy talk in a very pleasing British accent.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the shame, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Ah yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible. They played it on a loop. Basically, they
if this was keep it going, but if this was at the if this was at the beach and you were the guy on the jam box,
yeah,
I go, hey man, I like Yard Act, but you know this requires like kind of focused listening. And I come up and go, seriously, I don't mean to be rude. Hey, can you turn that down? I'm trying to talk to you.
They did.
Yeah, but this is, he's really getting to the important part of the story right now.
I like.
Is there a chorus or does it go like this the whole time?
There was. You just talked over.
And my keys were in the front yard and you were oversleeping. I just mean thematically, yeah. It had type of this, that same type of theme of like, why is this over here? Like the Hangover. But
I like the Yard Act. I like talky stuff.
I wouldn't say it tops the top ones, but It's a hammock song, maybe.
I think Wet Leg is the song. Is the song?
No, that's the chorus. This is Craig Finn.
For now, it's pretty much where we are. I never really argued with her basic observations. I wasn't super into confrontation.
I prefer the British kind of accent.
British is better for that talky shit.
No, Craig Finn holds steady.
Art brute, baby. Art brute. Can't top it for the talky shit.
That has to be in the hammock. That can't be played at a party, that kind of stuff.
No.
Come on.
How many parties are we actually going to, though?
This isn't for us. This is for our listeners.
Okay.
I was going to throw
Everyone should have one party.
Yes.
And you got to have a playlist. So go to Maddie B's playlist. I put up my Spotify Songs of Summer 22 playlist at Matt Bester on my music blog. Because you have to, we all know my origin story, why I have amazing taste, but I won't go into it right now.
You were hit on the head by radioactive stereo equipment. Is that what happened?
Something like that. My mom was pregnant and a spider got into Frank Zappa's LSD supply.
And it hit Neil Young's people in his band. Equipment.
Yeah, Neil Young was there visiting.
Real quick, did you see Neil Young just put out an album like a couple days ago, but it's songs from 2001? But that's what he did. He put out an album that's from like 20 years ago, but he said the reason he didn't initially put it out is because the songs were too sad. Neil Young hesitated to put out sad music.
In the year of 9/11?
Yeah, or even just like...
Is that what they're about, maybe?
Maybe that's what it is, maybe. But, I mean...
That dude out, man.
He really does.
Prolific.
That's why Ted Nugent's
I didn't think he held anything
it,
back from
Neil
being
Young.
Downtrodden.
Yeah, exactly. These are too sad.
These are too sad. People are gonna... They don't need this curveball from Neil Young.
Right.
Neil Young's songs and the damage done.
Name two songs off the top of your head by Neil Young that aren't sad. Cinnamon Girl and
Rockin' in the Free World.
I was about to say that's ironically sad.
It's hard.
Right?
Yeah, but it's rockin'.
That it's hard. It's hard. And he's got
it's
a
Cortez.
Million songs. Cinnamon Girl.
Recognize that it's hard.
I mean, look.
Yeah, Cinnamon Girl isn't a bummer.
There you go. That's right.
All those on that album, all those long songs.
But I mean, anything, Rush Never Sleeps, all that, it's all bummer.
Some of the Buffalo Springfield stuff.
Oh, yeah, the first Buffalo Springfield song.
Exactly.
He should have kept going with that stuff. He's like...
For what it's worth?
He should have stuck with Rick James.
Yeah. Yeah.
So humans, I think the mutual what we agreed upon here, and Brett's obviously pushing.
He's a hammocksman. He's a hammocksman.
No. I'm going with the post-punk hip hop phase of music that's going on in general. He's pushing Yard Act. He's pushing Wet Leg. He's pushing Viagra Boys.
There's Sleaford Mods. There's others.
Yeah, and I just put the haiku hands. It's all kind of the same vibe.
Talky.
So what is that song that you put forward for the summer? I like Che's Lounge more, but that's more their...
Oh, Wet
that
Dream.
Was last summer.
Wet
that
Dream.
Was last summer, though. Wet right. Dream. Is
Wet
this
dream.
One?
I mean, I think that goes one, with the water theme of summer. It's also so sexual. So
that hits everything, and it's popular. Like it,
and it's immediate. It's a party starter. It's a pH changer. As soon as you hear it, things are a little different.
pH changer.
You say it's changing the chemicals in the water of the party right away.
Exactly.
That is definitely a song. I think maybe like the number one thing I think of with. Summer, especially like high school summers and stuff, is everyone piling into a car and like going somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and like getting hyped for where you're going.
Yeah, but with a designated driver.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
I remember having like people on each other's laps and getting pulled over for too many people in the car, someone in the trunk.
Yeah. I think the designated driver gets to determine the playlist. That's what they get.
Yes.
True. Sometimes they wear headphones.
But then shotgun also gets some priority.
Shotgun
privileges.
Gets priority. With that many people in the car, there's probably a girl sitting on the hump in the middle. She's probably running the things on the radio.
That's true. Why does shotgun? Because shotgun got shotgun. That seems like all they should be able to get.
True.
But that's why you want it. Yeah.
Oh.
He's holding the drugs in case you get pulled over.
Yeah. Where do you put the drugs if you're a teenager?
I had 20
years ago. Where do you put the drugs?
Chew.
I had a secret compartment in my hand-me-down car, like where the one of the, you know, if you got like a stripped down car that didn't have all the features, they would just have like a blank panel where like the little
right.
temperature gauge would be or the clock.
Yeah.
That I figured out I could pull that out and then there were just empty space.
Yeah, it's blank behind
it. And I would shove it in there. Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes your car go faster when you feed it weed through that slot. Right.
Yeah, it smells better, man.
Float.
Drive slower.
Makes we you throw drive it out slower. The window. Bad move.
Yeah,
that is bad. I got it's my. Like that scene I was driving shotgun with my cousin. Jersey State Troopers pulled us over, and he goes, "Here, take this weed." He goes, "You know, I can't get caught with this right now, and it all just happened so fast." I take it and stick it in my
right
pocket.
Now.
And then while the state trooper was talking to him, another one came and opened my door. And it was just like, what's that in your pocket? And we got detained and taken down
it's
to
my
the station.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still get asked when I go to Canada to do stand-up or any of the times I went to do festivals up there. They always ask me at the border, what's this? What happened? And I got to tell them about that thing with my cousin.
Oh, my God.
That is such a bummer.
Yeah.
Canadian borders. Pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
About weed.
Yeah.
So there are shitty campfires up there.
Humans, who charted, has moved.
That's right.
That's right.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we are now from back behind the paywall. We are free every week, and it's best to go find that star.
Oh, yeah. We're on all the apps now, not just Stitcher Premium. We're free, publicly available, new episodes going back 6 months to. And then to support the show and get the entire archive and get Two Charted, which is our bonus post show where we read listener emails and we talk about
we get
stuff.
All the interaction behind the scenes, you, not suitable. Yeah. After
you gotta
dark.
Join,
yeah,
you gotta join our memberful page, which is whocharted.memberful.com/join, and there's three tiers. Pick the tier that suits you best. We suggest the highest tier, and you get just a shit ton of content with that
shit ton of stuff and these preem streams that we did, and that's at whocharted.memberful.com/join.
Love it.
Thank you. Hey, Matt, also.
Humans, go to mattbester.com, the music blog. Get my Spotify list, my songs of the summer and stuff I'm listening to. I got a lot of hammock songs, too. My more Americana stuff that these guys were slagging. Always with the slagging. Why shouldn't I be, man, have my
I
own
tried to
alternative
bring it there.
Country?
I'd like to see a touring thing.
Music label.
It's like, Besser, I'll open for you. You come out and do a thing. Then we have some of these Americana bands slug it out. I mean, I think it would be a cool tour.
Let's do it.
Also,
I'm going to be in Santa Fe. Find that date and location on mattbesser.com as well.
Are you doing some Newsies reunion stuff there? Sorry.
I'm going to kiss the girl on stage. She's now a grown woman.
Hey, can I send people also check out Drop Date Duel? It's a show I do every week where I pit two brand new albums against each other. This past week, we did Viagra Boys versus Journey. It was a lot of fun. And then also head on over to Grift Horse. That's a show I do with Megan Beth Keister, where each week you could learn how to save money, make money, scam money, all these kind of things.
Is the Journey album an old album, or had they have a new one?
Brand new one with the fake singer, with the new singer. Yeah, it wasn't one of the best albums of the year, but they delivered.
That must have been a first round knockout.
They deliver some sporadic Journey moments. There's just times where you go, okay. Hey, this is Journey. Then you go, oh, no, it isn't. But it comes and goes.
Neil, Neil Sean holding it down still?
Sean was going after it. Yeah. Sean was in top.
A few months, we had a listener send Brett and I some distortion box, pedal boxes.
Whoa.
Kronos.
Really?
That's yes. Cool. And, incredible. I'm glad you're shouting it out now.
Brett, I only just got them and I don't know how you use them yet. Brett, I'm going to beg him to tutor me because I feel like I'm just going to. And I know you sent this explanation, my man, but I'm just not smart enough to figure out this explanation.
Hey, Matt,
on
when
how
I,
to use
when
it.
When I come to pick up the DVDs, just throw that in the box for me.
No, no.
I'm going to read up on it for you.
Do you have them with you right now? I want to shout them out by name.
I said Kronos.
Kronos is the name of that.
Hey, Kronos, send me one. We do a lot of music over there at Who Charted. I'll take a pedal. Thank you. I use it for vocal effects.
Oh, Nathan Karras and Emerald Ox, I guess is the name of his.
That's
Emerald Ox FX.com.
Yes, Emerald Ox. He sent these beautiful pedals to both Matt and me, and they kick ass. And I was holding them for so long because I wanted to give it to you like in person. And then the pandemic obviously delayed that. But he's just awesome. Brett, he hand makes his own pedals. Definitely support him.
Brett, we should the Viagra Boys episode I've been saying we should do.
Yeah.
That's what we'll we plug should those use, in. Right?
Plug them in. Absolutely.
Come over this Friday. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Yeah,
let's
Emerald.
Do it.
Why are you doing live episodes in the same room?
We have with some musicians.
No, that's cool.
Look forward to Granddaddy coming up.
Oh, nice. Shout out to Granddaddy.
Telethon. National Park Radio. But yeah. Humans, thanks for listening to this music episode of Improv for Humans with DJ Matty B. Flip Fingers, Dragon Boy Suede, Brett Morris, audio engineer, genius, coming at you with the songs of the summer. Keep being human. Humans in the Los Angeles area, July 30th at the Old Zoo in Griffith Park. Just put that in your GPS and you can go right to a live Improv for Humans. We're going to be in one of the old cages, the one with three caves and picnic tables, July 30th. The Old Zoo, Improv for Humans Live. Go to mattbesser.com for more info.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Brett Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.